All right. Well, good show. I can feel your energy crackling through the mic here.
Yeah, I am raring to go.
You are. It's Sunday morning at 8 a.m., so I'm guessing you're not jazzed.
I'm a slow waker upper. That's how I would refer to myself.
Even at 8 o'clock?
Yeah. Well, it's not about what hour it is. It's about the proximity from the time I've actually gotten off the pillow.
Mm-hmm. Are you still on the pillow?
No.
Sounds like it. Hello and welcome to episode 421 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is...
Adam, Vantown, BC.
Oh, Vantown.
Yeah.
There's no cool names for Vancouver.
I'm just making them up. I think they're not cool.
We need one. The Couve? No. That's coup. Not one.
The Couve. I like it.
No, someone's tried that. Someone has tried unsuccessfully to call it the Couve.
Couvey.
I'm trying to think of what I forget now. I do remember back when the Olympics were about to happen and Stephen Colbert did his show from the Olympics in Vancouver, right?
Okay. I don't remember.
I think he may have called it something, and I'm now thinking it must have been the Couve. I don't know. I did have the police chief from 21 Jump Street call it the van to me before.
Yeah.
Which I think I've told that story on the show before many years ago.
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Bumped into him at Disneyland and he referred to it as the van, which doesn't work either.
No.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll get to the bottom of this eventually.
That's where I am, and you're in
the tube, not bad.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Tubin.
Now, that sounds like it should be from the Foo Bar movie.
Yeah, that's true.
Just got plan B, as it stands. Just keep on tubing.
Yeah.
Do you know what Bryan Adams' nickname is in the UK?
No.
The Groover from Vancouver.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that.
Also Brian.
Yeah, or just B-Dog.
I think it is. You can't add dog to everything. That's mid-90s.
Still good. It never goes out.
No, that's like if you're in a mid-90s rap battle, then it's okay. What would you add dog? You can't do it.
Yeah. A-Dog.
A-Dog. No, it doesn't go.
Yeah, you would also be A-Dog.
No, I'm the A-Train. The A-Train, that moves. That moves the needle, that one.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, sure. All right, well, sorted.
Yeah. Hey, you know what's a weird coincidence, and this is the last thing I'm going to say on nicknames, was that your nickname, I don't know if it's ever been brought up on the podcast, it really is the A-Train, right?
Right.
I've even heard you refer to yourself as the A-Train, third person A-Train.
Ricky Henderson does it. I can do it too.
Right. But what the funny coincidence is, try to find another podcast with this coincidence. My nickname in university, given to me by a third party that I had met for 5 seconds, like when you live on residence, you walk in, they give you your like, you know, the older guys that kind of are the, whatever they call them, the softs, but the sophomores that are kind of in charge of your floor or whatever, give you a nickname. My nickname, The Train.
The Train.
Yeah.
So that's not funny. Even the A-Train, just because you're like, hey, is that Lionel Conacher? No. Well, he sure looks like him. We're going to call him The Train.
That's right. Yeah. So there you go.
Lionel Conacher was the big train.
Yeah. Two trains. So if someone were to work up a math problem about us, it would be interesting.
Two trains are doing a podcast.
Train A is moving very slow this morning.
Yeah, it's rolling back down the hill.
Mm-hmm. All right, podcast.
All right, to the train. I'm jazzed. We'll translate that into The German. Die Züge.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon.
I think I just derailed the whole podcast.
Yeah, where can you get some track?
Where can you get some track? At Amazon, you can. I bought some track yesterday.
Oh, really?
On Amazon. That's not a joke.
Okay.
Not train track, though.
What kind of track?
Slot car track.
Oh, because you don't have enough. You need a bigger track.
No, because the one my son got for Christmas, let me rephrase that. The one I bought for my son for Christmas, it's got the two loop-de-loops on it.
Mm-hmm.
And, he decided, like, on Boxing Day, because you can do it with or without the loops, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he decided he didn't want the loops. So I said, okay, hey, buddy, hang on. I'll be there in a sec. And he was not waiting 1 second. He started taking them off. And you got to be really careful with those tracks.
Right.
So he had it less than 24 hours. He snapped the loop and broke it.
Gotcha.
So I had to order a replacement loop, which wasn't as cheap as I'd like.
Okay. Better to buy the whole pack.
It's close. It's actually close. Yeah. No joke. Because he kind of wanted a couple different cars. He's really into it. Like, he really loves this thing. He's going to love this, and he's going to play with this like crazy for about 11 days, and then it'll slow down, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
But he really does love it. I love racing with him, and so I thought, okay, you know, because you can get different kinds of cars for this thing, and so I looked into it, and the cars are like 25 euros each.
Wow.
And I said, okay, well, the one we got, it was $60, 60 euros, including the loops and all the tracks and everything, and the two cars was 60 euros. So two cars and two loops is 65 euros. I think I'll just buy a whole new set.
Right, yeah.
With different cars. I'll buy the Lightning McQueen set, though.
Gotcha.
Or not, or I'll just let him go, all right, enough. So I did buy the loops because the loops were 11 bucks. So... bought it on Amazon. Click through our site. Help us out.
Nice.
I also bought him something else. Man, I was surprised at how cheap this was.
Okay.
Because he really, for a long time, he is, there's no question he's a boy. Like, he's right out of the, like, Saturday Evening Post. Like, he should be a Norman Rockwell cover of what he likes to do. See, he's 5 years old. For the last year and a half, he's wanted a bow and arrow.
Okay.
Dad, can we make a bow and arrow? I'm like, well, yeah, maybe when you're a little bit older. So he wants this one, wants this. Finally, like, we saw one at the toy store the other day. Just a little kind of a garbagey sort of one for, like, fashion is coming up here. The little Mardi Gras party.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're starting to sell costumes. And so they have, like, a bow and arrow costume. Piece of garbage. He wants one. We ended up buying one on Amazon, though, for like 15 bucks. A good one, toy bow and arrow set with a bullseye and all that.
Fine.
Click through our site, help us out. Yeah, it's pretty. He wanted the full one though. He wanted the one with the points, like the pointy ends, so we can go out in the woods and shoot it.
Mm-hmm.
You're five, man. Yeah. Really? What kind of a dad do you think I am?
I think that some of this stuff is just some weird hardwiring. I remember when we went to Disneyland, my son was around that same age, 4 or 5, might have been a little younger, and there was this video game at the hotel that was like, I think it still exists, it's all over the place, it's like a deer hunting game. It's like, it's called like Big Game Hunter, and there's this giant shotgun, and you basically, you get different points for killing different animals, and Jack saw this game at the hotel. Granted, there was like 10 other video games, this was the one. Like, and we wouldn't let him play it. We're like, wow, you want to kill deer? And he cried and cried about not being able to shoot the deer. And we have a good laugh about it now, but it was funny just how magnetic, for whatever reason, that big shotgun and the animals running around that you could simulate shooting.
I don't want to play Golden Tee, Dad. Yeah. No, I know what it is. My wife gets upset about it. She's like, well, he doesn't need it. I'm like, I don't like it either. I don't like it, but I had one. I had toy guns when I was a kid. He's not getting actual toy guns. He'll get the Nerf ones that fire off those little styrofoam things.
Yeah.
Probably next year, next Christmas, it'll be what he gets. Because his cousin has one, and he loves it. He knows how much Mama hates it, though.
Yeah.
But he still kind of wants one, so he'll get that. I mean, that's boys will be boys. How do you get that out of them? I don't know. Not going to.
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, we had no gun policy here, but we did have the Nerf guns, so that was.
Well,
and they are fun to chase each other around, and they fire those darts off pretty good.
It's I hate to admit that I kind of like it myself.
There is definitely a age range for it, and I'm going to say it's probably 6 to 8, and then it's just no, it just kind of like they just don't care anymore.
Yeah, but you like it though, don't you?
No, I like it diving behind couches and stuff. Yeah, it's fun.
Oh yeah, you take it to work.
Yeah,
somebody that would be good times.
Yeah, sure.
That would be back in the day. I think there's something like this happened. There was a movie about it too, a mid 1980s movie that I urge you to check out. Probably doesn't hold up, with Anthony Edwards. Gooseman's in it.
Okay.
Called Gotcha.
Oh, I remember hearing about it. Is it a paintball kind of thing, or
it is?
Yeah,
it is. There's some sort of on campus. The guy goes to a college. There's a campus thing. They do paintball. It's a espionage network kind of thing, and you have to take the whole team thing, whatever. And I think I remember liking that movie, and then takes a twist, of course, because that's what movies do. But then. I think it happened in real life on campus, but it was getting dangerous, and so they changed it from paintball guns to you threw a balled up sock at somebody, and that kind of killed the fun.
Okay.
This is a true story. I'm not making this up.
Okay. Yeah, I'm glad you told it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, check it out. Google it. Somebody read that story. All right. What is going on, Adam? Let me ask you, what are you doing later today? Are you doing Football Sunday on the projector?
Yep, already set it up last night.
Good guess, huh?
Yeah, no, we're heavy into football around here, so we are excited. This is a dream day of football. I don't think the Super Bowl will even live up to what we've got here. The four best offensive teams in football, number one and number two against number one and number two. Like, you just don't get this. I don't know. I haven't kind of really search to find out if this has happened this way before. I'm sure it has, but pretty awesome to get all the best teams playing for a chance for the Super Bowl.
I don't really care about football at all. I mean, a lot of it is because, you know, I live here. It's not a big deal. So there's that. I do enjoy it, but you know, I used to watch obviously the playoffs and whatnot. I like today 10 times better than the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the Super Bowl, we have seen some good games in the last 10 years, some really good games, actually, mm-hmm. but there's often just kind of a letdown, and it just becomes more about the chips and snacks than it does about the game. But I do have to say, in the last 10 years, there have been some tremendous games in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The one where the Patriots came back 2 years ago against Atlanta. Was just unbelievable, yeah.
Right. No, that I can't argue with any of that. I just find, now I could be wrong here, because I know these are all, you know, athletes at the top of their game. They all want to win. And even Tom Brady, who already, he has five, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think so. Four or five. I think it's five. Yeah.
I think he has five. So for him, it's not like, all right, well, six, that's the winner. That's the one I need. But he still wants that Super Bowl, like, no question. So, mm-hmm. I'm not negating that. But I would think, somehow, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong here, I would think it would be more heartbreaking as a player to lose today and not actually get to go to the spectacle that is the Super Bowl than it would be to lose the actual Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think probably in the moment of defeat, I don't know if the players who lose the Super Bowl would necessarily agree with you, but I think in...
Well, not Leon Lett.
No, but in retrospect, like, 10 years after their career's over, I think that all of them, the guys that don't get a Super Bowl, would be happy to kind of, you know, go over the memory of what it was. Like, there's a whole build-up week of the Super Bowl. Some years it used mm-hmm. to be 2 weeks, but there's all a week dedicated.
Well, 2 weeks this year.
Is it 2 weeks this year?
Yeah, Pro Bowl's next week.
Oh, so
it's always 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah,
it's
you're right. They used to do it sort of 1 week or 2 week, and now you're right. Mm-hmm. It became 2 weeks as the standard, which is kind of, I think, smart, just to give, you know, all the players the opportunity to be as healthy as possible for the last mm-hmm. game. But yeah, just there's that whole build up. So that whole thing is quite I think a spectacle for the players, just the lead up to the game and then the game itself. So I think it would be more heartbreaking to not have that experience,
especially like I wonder who the best who would be the best quarterback to have never gone to a Super Bowl.
Oh,
Matt Dunnigan, probably.
I don't know, but he's a CFL quarterback, so
never would have. I stand by it though.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
No, I don't know either. Yeah. I just wanted to get Matt Dunnigan into the show.
Yeah.
He's a big listener. He's an avid listener of the show.
You always hear that I think Dan Marino is the biggest quarterback that never won a Super Bowl. I think he got to a Super Bowl, though.
Right. Plus, he was in Ace Ventura, right? So
yeah, that's a good backup.
It's a push. Like, it's like, what would you rather have? Six Super Bowl rings or being the first Ace Ventura? Not the second Ace Ventura, obviously.
No.
That's a Grey Cup versus that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get the show wrapped up so you can get down to your snacks.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Cold snap here. That's not interesting. Okay. Went for a walk in the woods. All right. Reminder, next week, the next challenge next week is the monthly challenge, and that is bounce board. Hashtag that two hosers monthly challenge or hashtag hey hosers on Instagram, and we'll check that out and talk about it next week. Have you shot yours yet?
No.
No, me neither. I'm trying to do something interesting and fun. And it turns out I'm a failure. So here we are.
Right.
Yeah. Do you have any ideas of what you're going to do?
No.
I haven't even looked online yet to see if anybody's posted.
No, I haven't. I haven't thought about it at all. I'm just one challenge at a time, you know? That's how I go through life. One challenge at a time.
Quarter mile at a time, Vin.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so. Speaking of challenges, I felt a little bad last week about how hard I was on you.
Right.
And so I asked my wife if she would give me an unbiased opinion of your photo, and she hated it too. So I just want all the listeners out there who may think that I was being a jerk, or again, I was being too hard on you. Nope, my wife, again, far nicer than me.
Yeah.
And she said it was a horrible photo as well. So
yeah.
She did agree though that it looked like the girl from How I Met Your Mother and American Pie.
Allison Hannigan.
She also knew that her first name was Allison. So that's weird. This girl's more famous than I thought.
Yeah, evidently. Yeah. So yeah, no, I've been on suicide watch ever since we recorded the episode. It's been tough. I'm super, and I'll be honest with you, I'm not super concerned with what your wife thinks. She had the good sense to marry you, so like, all right, well, that's an indicator.
Okay, you're right. That's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah. Does she know that she has two of our top nine from last year? Does she know that?
I thought it was only one. I thought Randall.
Oh, Randall had two. That's right. Yeah. No, Randall had two. She had one. And I forget. You're after that. I forget where I was.
Yeah, I was down the list a little bit.
What if, ironically, what if just through... I'm not saying it's my best photo, but what if this one makes our top nine?
Oh, wouldn't that be funny? Well, with all this chatter about it, I'd say it's probably going to be top three.
I'm going to look now. I'll bet you... I'm wondering who was out liking the other one. What do you think?
Who was out liking... What do you mean?
Like, okay, you have your picture of your son with the football.
Yeah.
As of right now recording, we're recording this on Sunday morning your time, so it's been like basically like 2 days, 48 hours it's been up. Not taking the internet by storm, but it's not an egg, for example. Adam, you're squeaking by one right now.
Oh, nice. But I think for the most part, they're within one or two regardless of what you post.
It's 36-35 for you.
Wow.
Yeah. So will it be a victory if in our top nine at the end of the year... If your son's football picture is on there, knowing that it beat out the Allison picture, like, is that even a victory for you?
No.
So there you go. So it's Eric,
I think,
buddy.
I think it's 36 of those likes are just, you know, internet robots.
Yes, who appreciate quality when they see it. Hey, did you know that there is an artificial intelligence add-on that you can clip onto your camera that will use some sort of an AI to take the best possible photograph for you?
No, I did not know that.
I'm not dove deep into it. I've heard of it because my wife's cousin's husband, he bought one, or him and a friend of his split one and bought one. I'm not sure what happened. I don't know how much they cost. I don't even know why you'd get it. And then, so he told me about this about 2 months ago. He's like, you got this? And oh yeah, he's excited, but he didn't bring it. And then I saw him again at Christmas time. And then he said, yeah, it sucks.
Okay.
So I actually want to find out what this is. Like when it says it uses, I'm not sure what the AI is, whether it determines the best, you know, AV settings or framing or the composition. I have no idea what this even entails. I just can't imagine why you'd want one.
I agree. So, yeah.
If you do buy one, click on our site through Amazon.
Yeah, sure. Why not? Yeah.
Do that. Let us know.
Send us a little love.
All right. Did you shoot anything interesting since we last spoke?
No, I'm going to probably do some hockey, some action shots today. Maybe try out the video with my RX100. I just tested the RX100 just last night, just fooling around in the house. And yeah, the facial recognition for the video works quite nicely. I don't know if it'll be able to keep up with the hockey. And plus, there's so many moving
masks.
And there's so many players that I don't know it's going to choose where it focuses. But certainly in a scenario where I'm just trying to follow the puck with the player that has it, I think it's going to do relatively well. And I'll be able to, you know, because it's full manual control. That's the thing. I don't want a handycam that is basically going to be very limiting to what I can do. And I can still shoot that in a wide angle at a 1.8 and get some cool looking background blur, but yet track the player that I want. So I think it's going to be helpful. It's just the appearance of, hey, who's the guy in the penalty box with his phone out. That's what it'll look like from the other side of the rink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
all right. We should wear your two hoser shirt over your jacket.
Yeah. All of our parents, I kind of know that I'm legitimate in terms of what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. It'll be more because this is the game tonight is in someone else's rink. It'll be more what the other people from the other team.
Which rink are you at?
We're at it's a one in Burnaby. It's not Kensington. It's another one in Burnaby.
Okay.
I don't remember. But anyway, so there you go. That's the photo stuff I'm gonna do.
All right, and then after people will hear this on the Monday, you will also have gone to a weekend tournament.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we'll do that. So I'll do a lot of photos and videos at that tournament. I'm hoping to create my year-end slideshow and year-end like kind of video project that I did one for Christmas. I'm hoping to create that with pretty much the footage that I gained from that tournament, because we're going to have four or five games inside of a few days, tons of team activities, so lots of opportunities to take photos of the kids that, you know, and video that I can mix together in a year-end sort of deal.
And is that at the main rink out there in the WAC?
I don't, to be honest, I don't even know. I'm guessing so.
It's a nice little barn out there.
I've never played in Chilliwack. My kids never played in Chilliwack, so this is new for us.
All right. No, I like it out there.
Okay, I'll check it out.
Okay. And take some behind the scenes photos and stuff. Like,
oh yeah, you know, yeah. That's
like plan. There's a whole thing. You guys are going for the weekend, the parents are there hanging out. Get some candid shots. I think everyone will appreciate that.
Yeah, that's exactly what I plan to do.
All right. Photo challenge this week. Low-key lighting. Based on the popularity of my photo challenge last week, we decided to do low-key. And so I want to see where Adam went with this.
Okay.
Okay. So let's look at yours. This is your daughter. She looks nothing like that girl from American Pie.
that's very true.
Wait, what was the challenge again?
Low key lighting.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tell us about this photo.
This is, I used the black background. So I positioned her, I don't know, maybe 5-6 feet forward of the black background so that I was going to light her with that softbox, the big one, not the little one. I didn't like how hard the light was from your photo. So when you told me you did it with the little one, I thought, okay, I'm going to use the big softbox. As I said last week, because I used the same softbox and I gridded it last week, I love the light that comes from that softbox, and gridding it really just gives you the control. So my wife was holding the gridded softbox up in camera left and just slightly behind. And then I basically just, my daughter was just come home from dance. So her hair is up and she's wearing her, you know, her black jacket. And I thought, okay, perfect. Black on black. If I can just, you know, get a little bit of light on her shoulder and on her front, just enough to just not have her be a floating head, will be perfect. And then it was just really a matter of positioning her face so that I had the shadows where I wanted them. Some of them, you know, you cut off the light completely on her, the near side of her face, and she really liked that effect. I didn't. I thought, again, it was a little bit too dark, too gloomy, too mysterious for the mood of what I wanted. So yeah. I wanted to make sure there was enough light on that eye and on that cheek and on her lips to make it more of a kid's photo. And I didn't want a big smile. I didn't think it matched. So she just gave a very, very tiny little, I don't even know what you call it, smirk, grin. But I told her, you know, to smile with her eyes. And I find that sometimes when you do that, it does bring the little corners, the edges of the mouth in a little bit, so it doesn't look so angry. And this is what we came up with. I think I took 5 shots, and this is the one I like.
Okay. And so do you actually like this photo?
Yeah, I really like this photo.
And nothing wrong with it. Like, it is a good photo. I just, it's exactly what we talked about before. It just isn't for kids. Like,
no.
It's fine. Like, it's nothing wrong with it, but it's just, you're not putting this on your wall going like, this is the perfect example of my daughter's personality.
No, I disagree with you 100%. That's what I'm saying is I actually think this is 100% my daughter's personality. Right now,
she's moody and lives in the shadows.
She is totally moody. She is 11 going on 12. She's
11 going on 25.
Yes, and she is this is as true a photo of her as I've ever taken. It might be the most true photo I mean, when she was 6 and she was all smiles and all crazy, big, happy emotion, that was true to her. Right now, for, you know, the 11 year old age, and just, you know, they're going through all of the, you know, the world is about me and blah, 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 all that stuff. This is totally a true photo, one that I don't think I'd put on the wall, but maybe, or definitely in a book later on, just to kind of say, yeah, when you're 11, this photo describes your attitude right there. And I think that's why I like the photo so much, because I took this photo and there's a few others, and I looked at it and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is her. This is her right now. Okay. And that's what I like. And I mean, again, the quality of the light that comes from that softbox, and just so easy. This is one, you know, one light and so easy. And I can see, I did one of my son as well, which I didn't use as the photo challenge, but looking at that one, I agree with what you said about the first one, which is it just doesn't fit. This doesn't fit my son at all. The light is almost identical in terms of its placement in the shadows, as
the light's a little bit lower, it looks like to me.
Maybe slightly. I mean,
which is kind of like that one. I mean, first of all, you're right to, you called it Jack's attempt at low key, because you're right. It's not nearly as good. Your daughter's is clearly the winner here.
Yeah.
He looks angry.
Yeah.
And the light is almost horizontal, like judging by the catch lights. And the shadow of his nose, it just kind of, it's funny how little, like a little tiny movement like that makes all the difference.
Yeah, and the furrowed brow doesn't match. He's got, I mean, if you look close, he's got chocolate on the right side of his mouth. Like, none of it, none of it fits. Like, it just looks like, all right, like, I can see where you're kind of going, but it just doesn't work. It just doesn't work. Whereas when I compare that, I mean, these were taken just seconds apart, and again, didn't do anything really different other than, like you say, maybe the light is, like, you know, 8 inches higher with my daughter's picture. It to me just works. This is such a difficult photo, I think, because you can't chimp the LCD and really know whether you like it or not. You know that when I took the photo, I pulled up on the iPad a bunch of examples of low key lighting. And then I showed my wife and my daughter, I said, we're going to try to do something like this. Right. And so, you know, this is kind of the mood or the idea that we're going for. And then I tried to kind of give her an expression that I thought for her would match the mood. And again, after taking 2 shots, I was like, okay, well, from looking at the two or whatever it is, 3-inch LCD, it looks pretty much like what I'm looking on the computer. And I know I can edit it to be whatever I want anyways. So we're done here. And then as they're going through the photo, like you say, the tiniest little subtleties with this lighting are the difference between liking the photo a lot or not liking mm-hmm. it at all. It's a tricky one until you're actually looking at it at full size on your computer.
Sure, I think the little triangle of light on her left cheek and both eyes are lit up. That's what you want. It's in focus, first of all.
Sure is.
Good for you.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, what? 1 week in a row, Chief.
Yep, in focus. I think I shot this at like an F7 or F something again. I gave myself a lot more depth because I knew it wasn't going to matter as far right. as the fall off was going to be the control of depth, yeah.
All right, so you need to shoot more of this with your daughter or maybe your daughter's friends, who I'm sure it's just a big group of moody.
Yeah, it is totally a group of moody. But no, probably won't do this again for a while. It's one of those photos that I don't think comes up, but I'm glad I did it for the exercise. And I think that there mm-hmm. might be a sport application. Like the photo I can visualize for this, and again, whether or not I'll take it, because I take a lot of hockey photos for the kids, is kind of a dressing room shot close up of the kid with the mask and just the shadows from the mask mixed with just, again, a look of pure intensity post game, even with like a ton of sweat beads, something like that, I think would suit this kind of lighting.
Mm-hmm. All right.
There you go.
All right. Here's my daughter then.
Okay. I like the light a lot. I just the expression. I'm not sure. She looks a little bit like a zombie, being being called to the light. I think it might be the her posture is so straight and her chin is retracted. This is the physiotherapist in me talking, and yeah. it doesn't look right to me. It's too rigid. The light is cool for sure. Is this window light or is this mimicking window light?
Both actually.
Okay.
It's my flash is outside the window.
Okay.
So it is, it's a bare light coming in through like that, frosted sort of safety glass in the basement door. And so that's the ambient is killed. This is 100% lit by the flash.
Right.
But it is being shot through a window, mm-hmm. a frosted window.
Yeah.
Obviously camera right. And then, my daughter is at the age of at 7 where she wants to put her hands over her head and do a cartwheel and stuff like that. So this is the best I can do when I say, just put your hands down, just stand up straight. Like, look out the window. Okay. All right. We're done. Thank you. Thanks for nothing.
Yeah, it's
glad I made you pancakes this morning.
Again, I think the light is good, and this could be used for a happy photo as well, right?
Well, I don't know. I mean, this is the thing: is like, first of all, like she's wearing her pajamas. This is Sunday morning. I took this morning. The hair's a mess. She just finished eating her pancakes and watching PJ Masks. So, not in that respect, not the greatest. I had her stand there, and I wanted to do something a little bit different. I didn't want to do the exact same, just sort of portrait pose, looking at the camera. I tried having her look at the camera, but the side light was so terrible that, like, the right side of her face was just disappeared. It was gone. When she looked at me, like, her left side would be lit fairly well, but it just fell off so much into darkness, and it just looked terrible. And so ultimately I said, you know what, I'm just going to do a side profile photo of you looking into the light. And she is kind of posing. She's not standing naturally, which is the best I could do.
Okay. No, I think it's a good start.
Yeah, I do.
You're 0 for 2 on key lighting.
Oh, I know. Just
low key lighting. Like low key lighting.
Yeah.
I think you should just be forced to do another one next week until you get it right.
Someday I can strive to be Adam.
You smoke that whole box of cigarettes.
I do want to point out that it is in focus, and that's 421 in a row. So
that's good. Yeah, that's good.
Like the Lou Gehrig of focus.
Nice.
Yeah. So there you go. All right. Topic this week is we're going to do the opposite. We're going to go the other way. Last week, low key lighting. This week, we're going to talk about high key lighting.
Okay.
Should be apparent by the name. What's the opposite of low, Adam?
It's high.
Blam. That's that simple. So we're talking about the opposite of low key. We're talking about high key lighting. Now that is, this is your sitcom lighting. That we talked about, that, okay, that you like, that you said, like you, which is why I was surprised that you like your photo of your daughter, because you said you kind of like that sort of airy, everything super well lit, like, you know, episode of Who's the Boss,
right?
Which is if you look, I mean, think of all the sitcoms that you like. I mean, not so much now. The ones in the last 10 years, there's been a massive shift since the end of, say, I don't know. What's a sitcom? Like, after Friends went off the air, which is, I think Friends has been off the air longer than it was on the air at this point.
Sure.
That should blow your mind a little bit.
How long was it on the air?
11 seasons?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It feels like it was forever ago that we were watching Friends.
Yeah. 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 I don't know. I'm trying to think of when it came on. 94? Yeah, probably 94 to 2005 or something like that. Anyways, point being, what is the show since then? Like, what's
Modern
what
Family?
But that's what I'm going to point out. Modern Family is not a three camera sitcom. It's a single camera.
Okay.
In fact, I don't even really understand the conceit of Modern Family. Is there a documentary crew following them?
I guess, kind of, maybe. It's hard to.
I mean, they sit and talk to the camera, which I get it. I had watched the first couple seasons of that show, and it was funny and everything like that. I'm not disputing that. At least with The Office, the original one, the BBC Office was 12 episodes and then a special. It was basically, hey, they're doing a documentary about a paper merchant, and it's going to be a very, very tight, confined thing. It's going to be 12 episodes, 12 half hours. The end. So that kind of made sense. Whereas then the US Office came through and they did like 121 seasons of that, which it didn't make sense. Why would a documentary crew follow them around? We're getting off topic here, off the track again.
Mm-hmm.
Point being is those are shot in a very different manner because they are single camera. So something like that or Curb Your Enthusiasm. Curb Your Enthusiasm looks very different than Seinfeld. It's like Seinfeld is three camera sitcom lighting, and everything is well lit. You don't have anything. There's no mood set. The mood is, hey, we can see everybody at all times.
Right.
So, but I can't think of I don't watch. Are there any three camera sitcoms on TV anymore?
There probably are, but I don't watch sitcoms. Okay. Sorry.
Pay attention to the lighting, though. I mean, like, you could, for example, I do know in Modern Family, like, if you look at when they're sitting on the couch, oftentimes, and they're talking to the camera, in the back, you see that I think they have the staircase, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's some pretty harsh shadows. They'll have window light coming in and creating shadows. Obviously, it's lit. It's not actual window light. The whole thing's a soundstage. But they're recreating, and they have those kind of shadows. That doesn't exist on your Friends shows. Or Who's the Boss, or Growing Pains, or whatever those were, because you just couldn't have that. You couldn't have the characters moving around, and it wasn't very flattering. This way, you can control it more. So anyway, that's what we're talking about. High key lighting is your typical sitcom lighting.
Okay, but I'm guessing if it's the opposite of low key lighting, then it's when there's a lot more light or white in the image as opposed to dark.
Okay, to say there's more white is actually, like, if you Google high-key lighting, you'll see the examples will be a lot of white. For whatever reason, I don't think that is necessary. It just seems to be the default setting. Generally, it's much more flattering lighting. Flattering and flat. Like, people look good, you have lots of light, you have no wrinkles, essentially. So for older folks, older actors and actresses, or just older people sitting for photos, it's a lot more flattering because, like, well, look at the light on your daughter. Imagine if you lit your wife that way with these really harsh shadows. Would she be happy with the photo?
No.
Of course not. And to that point, this morning, my kids, just before I took the photo of my daughter, my kids had decided they were going to do mama's makeup for her on the floor. And so they painted her face up horribly and put bows in her hair, and it was quite cute, right? Very funny. So my wife was going to be the subject of the challenge photo until I shot it and said, well, this is not flattering at all. Like, she wasn't happy. She said, go ahead. She's pretty cool like that. But I said, nah, this isn't the most flattering light for you. Like, just the super contrasty shadows right. going across your face. It's not awesome, as you pointed out last week.
Mm-hmm.
So, high key lighting is a lot more, you're going to get a lot more on-axis light. So, a lot closer to the camera, whereas the low key is off the side generally. The side or behind, like how you shot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which throws shadows across. We're going to bring that light much closer to the axis, like the axis of the lens. You don't want it obviously necessarily exactly on axis. Maybe you do, but slightly off. But that's going to create a very flat look, which, hey, it's not dramatic, but it does look good. The other thing is, it's invariably going to be much, much softer light.
Right.
Now, you shot your low key example with soft light.
Yes.
But, so it still works in that case, but most times you're going to shoot your high key stuff with soft light. In fact, almost always. So we've talked in the past about lighting ratios, I believe, haven't we?
Yeah, I think so.
Key to fill.
Yeah, versus the fill light. Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And so the ratio that you like, of, like for example, of your low-key shot is probably, I would be generous to say it's 8 to 1. It's probably even higher than that. It's probably 10 to 1, 12 to 1, meaning how many stops difference. It's not 12 stops different. Like 2 to 1 is one stop different. So if it's like a F4 on one side, it's going to be an F2.8 on the other. Falling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, and so if it's a 10 to 1, it's going to fall off much more. So it's going to be like an F11 on one side and then like an F2.8 on the other, however that's going to work.
Sure.
So that's what that ratio means. So in a high key situation, your ratio at the most is going to be a 2 to 1. And even then that I think is pushing it. You're going to see stuff lit where it might be a third or two thirds of a stop darker on one side than the other. That's basically, shadows do not exist in this dojo.
Gotcha.
Do you have a problem, Mr. Lawrence?
No.
Okay. What about white background?
Sure.
Again, that's kind of the default setting. Doesn't need to be, but it does help because generally a high key image is, you're going to see the histogram shifting to the right, whereas with the low key, like if you look at the histogram of the photo of your daughter, you're going to see a lot of pixels stacked up on the left-hand side.
Right.
And very, very few on, you'll see some on the right-hand side because her face is lit, but it's very few pixels, so it's going to peter off really quickly. So the bulk of it's going to be stacked to the left. The other way with the high key is you're going to see a lot more shifted to the right. That's how that goes. So a white background's going to help in that. It'll help set the mood. It is very flattering, et cetera, et cetera. The other thing, is there something else that you saw when you checked out high key? Or did you check out high key?
I just did, yeah. I just Googled it right now.
What else are you seeing in there? Is there anything else, any other trends that you're picking up?
Other than the fact that they look like they're mostly white background, they look like, I guess, glam shots. That's what I would call it. There's lots of bridal stuff. There mm-hmm. a lot of it's headshots of women. It seems like predominantly women. There's babies and women, I'd say. Very few guys.
Right. That's true. I hadn't thought about that. The one trend I noticed, and I don't really agree with, is a lot of overexposed photos.
Hmm.
Where it's just, okay, well, yeah, that's how you do it. We're going to call it high key. We're going to blow it out.
Yeah. And, yeah, there's some of that. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So it's I don't like that. It doesn't need to be overexposed. But what you do want to do is you're trying to eliminate wrinkles and pores and whatnot. So how do we achieve this? What's the best way to achieve this? Besides, obviously, I mentioned the on-axis soft light. Okay, so now for me, I don't want to put it exactly on. I still want a little hint of dimension. So this isn't your on-camera pop-up flash, which I hate. I still want it to be slightly off, but you'll be surprised how big your results will be when you just move a couple of degrees off axis. And that's either right or left, I mean. And okay. Obviously up or down, but usually up. So slightly off, but generally you're just going to have the light right in their face. And the next part is you are almost always going to use either a fill light or a reflector to fill in the opposite side of the face. Now, we're talking about people pictures. I mean, I assume you can take high key photos of objects or whatever, but we're talking specifically about people. So that's it. You want to have at least two lights or one light and a bounce, which should play into your monthly challenge photo, possibly.
Okay.
Now here's the counterintuitive part. And this is the opposite of what you did, so maybe it's not that counterintuitive. This is what you'd, when you took the shot of your daughter with the softbox and the high key, the low key lighting, how close was that softbox?
Really close.
Really close, which is great. I mean, the light is very, very soft, which is good. That's a good thing for the high key. However, the fall off of the light happens very, very quickly, thanks to the inverse square law. Meaning her right side of her face is very, very bright, and then it falls off to darkness very, very quickly. That's a function of the distance from the light to your subject.
Right.
So in order to avoid that, in order to minimize that, you want to pull that light back as far as you can. So that percentage-wise, the light hitting the one side, even though it's going to be close to straight on, there's still going to be sides. The light hitting one side is going to be, percentage-wise, much closer to the shadow side.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. So you still want it to be soft. Now, the kicker is there is kind of a balance point, because as you move your flash back, even though it's in a softbox, it's going to get harder. So there is a kind of a middle point where you don't want to go back too far, and then it becomes hard light, but too close, you're fighting with fall off. So you kind of have to do that to taste. You could figure that out yourself, what's going to work the best. Okay?
Sounds good.
That's in general, you can do this with one light if you're to use this technique. Any other technique would work here? Any specific technique that you think would produce really good results?
Are you
like
not?
If you're shooting down at the seaside?
Are you asking me as a question? Any other technique?
Yes. What's a specific technique that we use, that you use?
That I use. And we're to create a high key image by the seaside. Are we talking without lights?
Clamshell is what I was going for.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
That's where you find the.
That's what a lot of these look like. A lot of these look
I'm going to edit that the seaside bit out.
Okay. This, yeah. It looks very much like a lot of the glam images in high key that are used as suggestions from Google are done with clamshell, just based on the shadows under people's noses.
Yeah, it's, well, you can go with clam. I mean, I guess clamshell is up and down. Isn't clamshell side to side?
I guess it can be too. I think of it as up and down, but I think it can be either.
Yeah. So the one that I mean, that, or you could use a ring light, which I kind of want to get actually just for this sort of like on axis fill, which looks kind of cool. I'm just trying to think of it in real time. There was the promotional posters for a movie called Passengers with Chris Pratt.
I never saw it. I heard of it though, yeah.
Yeah, I never saw it either, but him and Jennifer Lawrence. And in my head, it was actually a lot more high-key lighting, but now I'm looking at it, there's some shadows on their face. So, no, that's not true. On the IMDb thing is very, very good example of high-key lighting with some backlighting involved. Both of them look fantastic. You look at the catch lights in their eyes, you can tell there's a lot of light going on there. Great example, so check that out. The poster for Passengers, 2016.
Gotcha.
Another way to achieve it is to have a very, very large source light. So that's why a lot of people do the clamshell, is because not everybody has a giant, you know, softbox. And even the ones that we use are big. They're not that big. Like, you can get a much, much larger softbox or umbrella. The bigger the better, and that's going to give you a much better result for high key lighting. I like this. I like this style a lot for like movies, especially because it allows all your actors to move around, and that's one of the other benefits for the three camera sitcom, is that the actors are constantly moving. You can have three different cameras rolling on the same scene and not have to worry necessarily about how different lighting for each camera. Like when you shoot a movie, you shoot, you know, your wide shot and then you cut. You don't just move in and shoot the close up. You break down, change the lighting, get it all dialed in because the camera's a slightly different angle. And now from this angle, shadows are happening. It's very slow moving and limiting to the actors.
Okay.
Whereas something like Friends, they'll run through the whole scene, shoot it with three cameras all at once from different angles. Everything's lit well. The actors can move where they want, and it's not moody like a Scorsese movie, but it's very easy to work in and looks good. Lots of bright colors, etc.
Okay.
So there you go. That's high key lighting.
Yay.
Any questions about it?
No.
Okay. Challenge next week should be high key lighting, but it is our monthly challenge, so we're going to have to postpone it. Spoiler alert, Adam, in 2 weeks, the challenge will be high key lighting.
Okay. All right.
So you can go ahead and do that now if you want.
Sure.
But the challenge for next week's challenge is our monthly challenge. That is Bounce Board. Hashtag Two Hosers Monthly Challenge or hashtag Hey Hosers on the Instagram. We will check that out. All right. Websites. Adam, where can people go to find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.ca. And your stuff?
You can find mine at alanatridge.com, the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.